With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Which of the presidential candidates is best for farmers and ranchers? Today is Election Day, so it's a good day to find out, but the answer depends on who you ask. Pam Johnson, a farmer, speaks on behalf of Democratic nominee Joe Biden.
Joe Biden believes that we need to be tough on China, but we need to go about it in a different way. Joe Biden would pursue trade agreements that would benefit farmers and our other export-dependent industries. And rather than an American alone approach on fighting trade wars, he would restore cooperation to work with our allies. And this could isolate China and hold it accountable.
Samuel Clovis Jr., a member of Farmers and Ranchers for Trump, says taxes are especially important.
Now we have the ability to pass farms from one generation to the next. Then we have the ability now with lower corporate tax rates, and certainly for those farms that are operated as corporations and as LLCs, we have the ability for pass-through is now lower. Farm incomes have gone up appreciably over the last 3 years. And I think that that is really an important part of this, even in the face of COVID-19, we have seen some of that has gone up and helped a lot in those areas.
And last thing, don't forget to vote. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.